Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday. Coming up, we'll look back at the Panthers and the Niners taking the field last night at Levi's Stadium. Kind of a snooze fest. I want to hear what Chelsea has to say about that. In 20 minutes, the Saints take a chance on one of the best kickers in the National Football League. And then at 6:40, we roll out our power rankings and see if there is a new number one. There she is. Chelsea, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a minute, and I hate to, like, one-up you, because I know you went to Spain, and you've probably, like, gone to all these nice restaurants, but while you've been gone, we've gone to Costco, I have rearranged Blake's closet, and last night we put up our fridge, so I'm sorry. I know your life doesn't measure up right now, but come on, a snow village? Did you ever have a snow village when you were growing up?
You know what? I did have a snow village. Those were awesome, because Christmas was huge. They are awesome, seriously. Like, I feel like that's something that you spent probably a lot of time on, but it was probably worth it in the end because Christmas is here. I mean, it's not here, but it's close enough where it's time to put up the decorations.
Let me tell you, do not fall into the trap of putting up a snow village by yourself because felt like a literal elf because I feel like my fingers weren't small enough. Because think about it. It's a tiny village with a bunch of little parts. And it took forever to set up, and the snow, it was literally loose cotton. So, Jenks, it looks cool, but there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that were put into that snow village.
Does the rest of the family have the appreciation for the time and effort? Do they walk by and they're like, wow, Mom, this is an amazing snow village? Or Jake's like, I have to say, honey, pretty great. It's a snow village. Is that how Jake talks, by the way? Hey, how's it going? I've never heard Jake talk, so that's my impression now.
No, I don't think they have the appreciation, but I will say this. Blake did help put up the snow village. But listen, like, all these pieces are so breakable that I was, like, stressed out the entire time. Because, Jenks, I think you know, like, the dynamics of a snow village is that it's ceramic. It's small. These pieces are like 50 years old because they came from my mom's house. So every time she's like, here, and she just has it in one hand, you're like, oh dear God, not the church, not the cathedral. So it was a little stressful too.
Well, I'm glad you got that done. That's good. We're doing that. That's what we're going to do. Not necessarily the snow village, but we're doing the whole Christmas decorations on Thanksgiving. We're going to make our own little dinner, watch the football, and then we're going to put up the tree and do that. So it's not going to be as involved as a snow village, but we're getting there. We're close.
Yeah, we already have all the Christmas stuff up. I couldn't wait, and I had nothing forward to when it gets dark at 4:30 p.m. So they are up, and I do like having them up for Thanksgiving. So we've done
that. Good for you. Yeah, it's good. It's that time of year. That's what we were saying yesterday. You can say that for anything. It's that time of year. Okay, well, before we get to Monday Night Football, then we have our bets from last night, and it was a pretty good night. I had two bets, Xavier Leggett, longer reception over 13 and a hook,
And I mean, I got it by the hook there. So 14 yards, that was a winner. Also had George Kittle, an alternate receiving line, 50 plus receiving yards at minus 149. He had 78, so that's a winner. Denton goes 1-1. He had 49ers over 27.5 points. They had 20, that's a loss, but was all over Christian McCaffrey, 50 plus receiving yards. He had 53. So that means for the week, I'm 2-0. Denton is 1-1, and no Dongster yesterday, as we are just getting started here in the Daily Tip on a BetMGM network. So what did we see last night? Well, it was not the most exciting football game between the Niners and the Panthers. The Niners went at 20-9 as the Niners are laying 7.5 points. They're minus 375 on the money line. Total set at 49 and a hook. The under hits. Brock Purdy, 23 of 32, 193 yards, and this.
Here's Jennings. And he's going to take it in after breaking tackles. Touchdown, 49ers.
Niners on top, 7-0, but Purdy sloppy with the football. Three interceptions in the first half. That Niners crowd was getting really restless. Fortunately, San Francisco leaned on Christian McCaffrey, 89 yards and a score on the ground. He picks up 53 receiving yards, and the Niners defense frustrating Bryce Young, 169 yards, one touchdown, two picks, as the Niners roll. It was kind of a ugly game, you know, on both sides. The Niners just kind of grinded it out and got it done.
Yeah, well, at first you thought, like, who wants to lose this game more? Because it just felt like Everybody kept turning the ball over early on. And I will say this about the Niners. The fact that your quarterback has three interceptions in a game and you still win it comfortably, that says a lot about your coaching, your defense, and Christian McCaffrey, because boy, was he a battering ram in this game. Mm-hmm. Panthers had no answer for what Christian McCaffrey was doing on the ground. And this is the Christian McCaffrey that I think a lot of us, you know, came to know quite some time ago. And listen, here in our household, where we are half Titans, half Panthers, because obviously Jake is from Charlotte, he was rocking his old school Christian McCaffrey jersey.
Oh.
So I feel like it was the only time you could actually do that, the Panthers version of it. And it looked like Christian McCaffrey back when he was on the Panthers, taking this team on his shoulders and willing them to a win. So a great performance by McCaffrey, a great performance by the Niners defense, and a great coach job by Kyle Shanahan to put the offense in the ball of his best player instead.
Yeah, sometimes that's what you have to do, right? Especially when Purdy was playing as poorly as he was, and he talked about that after the game, where it was just like, you know what, I wasn't seeing the field well, I wasn't releasing the ball when I should release it, so it wasn't a great performance from him, but when you have a guy like CMC on your team, that's what you do. You say, all right, our passing game isn't clicking, so let's just keep feeding the ball to Christian McCaffrey. And the Panthers, for the large, you know, for the most part of the game, just really couldn't stop him. This is the 10th time this season that McCaffrey has had 100 or more yards, if you include rushing and receiving. So that's just too shy of the franchise record he set back in 2023. I'm trying to figure out the Niners right now relative to the rest of the division, because I think this might be the best division, or certainly one of the best divisions in the NFL. Maybe talk about the NFC North, maybe, but the NFC West is no joke. The Rams right now are the Super Bowl favorites. They have the best record in the NFL. Then you have the Seahawks right behind. The Seahawks are really good. And then you have the Niners right there. So you've got three teams that are in position to win the division. I feel like the Niners are the third best team in the division, but I don't quite know how good they are. Do you have a feel for the Niners? I feel like I don't.
Well, last night they didn't look great, and it did feel like if they were playing any team that had any semblance of a good offense, that they would have capitalized on all those mistakes, but you played the Panthers. So you're right. I think the NFC West is the best division in football, simply because the Rams feel like head and shoulders the best team in football.
Man.
The Seahawks, not far off. And it's funny because they showed like the Thanksgiving graphic. You know, they do those like wild graphics on Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
And it showed the Seahawks at the kids' table right now, because they're not a division winner, which is crazy to say for a team that's 8-3. Mm-hmm. But as far as the Niners go, I think that their ceiling is probably limited, but they're going to be a scrappy team down the stretch, similar to what we've seen from the Rams in years where they've had a ton of injuries. Because right now, that's kind of the name of the game for the Niners, is that they just have not been healthy. They've had an easy schedule, So they've got to pad some of their stats against weaker teams. But I don't think anybody looks at the Niners and say, hey, this is the Niners' year in the NFC, especially when you have teams like the Rams and you have teams like the Seahawks who are in their very division.
I know it's easy to say this when he's coming off a three-pick performance, but can the Niners win consistently with Brock Purdy? I mean, they've been to a Super Bowl. Is this a question that we should even be posing now? And I know it was a few years ago now, because now he's, you know, treading into to veteran status. But I feel like we just he's a very good quarterback. He's never going to be elite, but is he good enough to consistently lead San Francisco to where they want to be? I think maybe, but I think he needs more of a complete team. That's a tough question.
I don't think that he's going to be somebody who takes his team on his shoulders and like wills them to a win. But we have seen this team go to a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy at the helm. And there was years where he's put up MVP-type numbers. It just, it feels like there was some rust last night. And think about it. We've seen quarterbacks put up not-so-great numbers and have pretty terrible or down years when they're nursing injuries. Remember that year Baker Mayfield was with the Browns and he said after the season that like his shoulder was hurt the entire time? Like, I think Brock Purdy's trying to play through things because I don't think that there is any type of quarterback controversy, but I think he probably wants to get back out there when you see Mac Jones is doing a fine job of driving the car. But that's going to get a lot of talk today, is that do the Niners have a quarterback decision on their minds? Brock Purdy's $265 million deal would say otherwise.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing that will be discussed today is Juwan Jennings and Trayvon Merrin getting into a fight after the game. So Jennings just went nuts after the game, right cross to Merrin's face mask, and they got into it. And we were trying to figure out, okay, what's going on here? What caused Juwan Jennings to get so upset? And then, of course, there's always someone with a camera. There's always some sort of angle. It's just a matter of finding it. And so we saw that during the course of the game, during a run play, when the run play was over, Merrin gave Jennings a shot right to the groin, like right between the legs. And you saw Jennings get really upset. And so all of a sudden, you know, Trent Williams was kind of holding him up. And then after the game, even Kyle Shanahan said, okay, that was a real cheap shot by Merrin. And he was apparently tired of Jennings talking smack to him, playing physical after the play. Merrin was asked about it and said, well, it is what it is. But I would think that some sort of suspension is coming, just like the Ja'Marr Chase thing. You know, he was fined by the NFL for spitting on Jalen Ramsey, two different things. But when you're talking about something that's outside the run of play, then I think the NFL's probably going to step in here for the old shot to the groin. Did you see that?
I did not. But here's the thing. Yeah. It feels like this would be a bigger story if the Panthers weren't almost deemed irrelevant. And the crazy part is, last night's game was big for the Panthers. Like, I understand, like, a lot of us are, like, looking at the Panthers like, nah, the Panthers, whatever. Because this is their only primetime game of the entire season. But if they won last night, they could pull into the division lead over the Tampa Bay Bucks, which is wild to say because you look at the Bucks, you're like, oh, eye test. The Bucks are a much better team. But the Panthers and Bucks have not played so far this year, I believe. It was a big game for the Panthers, and I do think it was a measuring stick for them, but I do think they failed that measuring stick measure.
Yes, they did. Also, it's weird to see. I mean, it is the NFL, but like I said, this is the second time in the past week where we've seen some player act out towards another, be it spitting, hitting someone in their groin. Like, it's not an epidemic or anything like that. But at the same time, I knew when you saw Jennings going nuts like that, you knew, like, something happened during the game. What was it? And Jennings, I mean, he even talked about this, which I thought was a pretty fair assessment. He's like, look, sometimes I play a little bit after the whistle. I'll talk a lot. I'm really physical. I'm bigger than most guys. He's a big dude. I'm bigger than a lot of cornerbacks. And when I get physical like that and I'm talking my game, it gets under a lot of corner skin. And I think that's what happened last night, where Merrin was like, all right, I'm tired of this guy talking. I'm tired of him pushing me around. So let's see if I can slip one in here. But you can never slip in a shot like that. Even with Ja'Marr Chase, you know, it was like, oh, after the game, all, you know, I was just talking. I didn't say anything to that guy. It's like, yeah, you didn't say anything. You spit at him. But eventually, you're going to get busted.
Ah, and Ja'Marr Chase did eventually apologize. He put out the Notes app and an apology yesterday. But it makes me think of the thing you said at the very top of the show. It's that time of year. It makes me want to put a montage of all these bad behavior clips to "It's the most wonderful time of the year." I feel like every time I hear that song, it's always like in a sarcastic way. Like, I don't think I've ever heard like that song be used in a movie when something good is actually happening. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, they always play it when chaos ensues.
It's so funny you said that, because Catherine said that yesterday, and she was mad because somebody at work wasn't doing their job because she was off the next day, and she just kind of threw out some sort of email that didn't have an attachment and it needed an attachment. She was like, "It's the most wonderful," like the same sort of like, "This is going to drive me crazy. Wonderful of the year." She was like, "Attach the document. Attach the document." You know, so I saw that like in real life right here about a few hours ago.
For some reason, I always imagine like people in holiday traffic like flicking each other off when somebody takes a parking spot. So yeah, it is that time of year, the most wonderful time of the year.
It really is, when people are spitting and also groin hitting. It's great. Coming up next year on the show. Well, Justin Tucker is one of the best kickers in NFL history, but he's certainly no saint. Or is he? That and NFL news is coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a good morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, kickers don't normally make headlines, but Justin Tucker is no ordinary kicker. I lost $50 to the lovely Catherine yesterday. I thought I was being so slick. So, you ever have a song? Of course, this happens to everybody, right? You have a song running through your head. And so sit on the couch and we were watching something on Netflix. And before it got started, I go, "I'll give you $50 if you can guess a song running through my head right now." And she was like, "I Like the Way You Move" by Outkast. I was like, "Yes. Yes, that's correct. How did you know that?" And she's like, "Well," and I was, because there's no way. There's no way, just out of all the songs, the infinite songs in the universe, she would guess that song. She's like, do you remember me humming that song and singing it in the kitchen about an hour ago? I was like, oh, I got busted that way. Like, there had to be something, some sort of seed that put that in my head. And I sent her the money. I'm a man of my word. She was like, you'd have to. I was like, no, no. Bet's a bet. I'll send you $50. You got some spending money. Good for you. I lost that bet. But there had to be some sort of reason why. I was like, there's no way she could have guessed out of nowhere. But I got bamboozled because she was humming it, and then it got in my head, and then I thought I was being random, but I wasn't being random.
I feel like this happens a lot. Like, at our household, yeah. I'll start singing a song, and Jake was like, I was singing that song earlier, or I was listening to a TikTok with that song in the background. So, like, yeah. That's the thing. It's like, you hear things, and you're like, wonder where that came from. It's like, huh, maybe it's from the person that you share a home with. It doesn't feel like a big stretch. But listen, Jenks, you guys are about to get married, mm-hmm. So what's yours is hers. So
that's true.
Get used to that, buddy.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, can I have that $50 back later? Because, I mean, it's ours anyway, right? I mean, just, you know, we're sending it back and forth. Doesn't really matter. All right, well, I thought I was being so slick, too. Do you guys play anything like Wordle or what's the one thing we always play? These New York Times games. Wordle is one, and then I can't remember the other one. Why is it, like, slipping my mind? We play it all the time. Like, super competitive in that way. Yeah, those New York... Max is saying this. Oh, Connections, that's the one. Do you play either of those things? Because we'll sit and we'll play and try and beat each other every day. And then we've got Catherine's mother and her boyfriend in on it, so we all play Wordle and Connections each and every day. Wordle's easy. Connections takes a little more time. I would imagine either of those, you're like, no.
Well, no, and here's the other thing. Like, Jake is not trying to play, like, intellectual games. Like, the only thing we do between each other is send, like, the most juvenile TikToks you've ever seen. Like, most of the time, it's about, okay, like, farts or, like, somebody doing something embarrassing. Or, like, you know, general parenting fails. So, no, we're not doing things. Because I feel like both of you guys are kind of in the corporate world where, like, you seem to me like you're both, like, really intelligent and smart. And, like, you like to test each other's brain power. Like, Jake just wants to drink, like, a Natty Light on the couch. Like, he's not trying to do all that. He barely got through school.
He's like, hey, I like that little Christmas setup over there. I like that Snow City. You're like, Snow City? What are you talking about? Yeah, it looks really good. Do you like my new Jake impression that I'm breaking out all of a sudden?
Here's the one that's going to get you, and it's a great example of this. For the longest time, Jake thought it was Christmas Reef with an F. Not Christmas Reef. Christmas Reef. That's a nice reef you got there. It's got some poinsettias on it. I love it. He's like, Jake, it's a wreath, sweetie. So there you have it. I don't think he would get that right, that word right on Connections or whatever word game you were playing.
That's a little drummer toy. You mean the little drummer boy? Yeah. Poor Jake catching strays on the show. I know he's a great guy.
Awesome.
Well, oh man. Here's a guy who might catch some strays based on his issues in Baltimore. Justin Tucker, former kicker just up the road here in D.C., I-95 for the Ravens, is getting a tryout with the Saints. Now, he was suspended for the first 10 games of this season for the sexual misconduct allegations that were revealed by the Baltimore Banner last year, where reportedly, allegedly, he was involved with 16 different massage therapists who said that he was inappropriate with them. So he also had one of his worst years, or the worst year that he's ever had in the NFL in 2024, kicking just over 73% from the field. We're talking about arguably the greatest kicker of all time, but certainly he has these allegations following him around. Is this a good idea by the Saints to bring him in?
No, it's not a good idea. Like, what are we doing? Like, it would be one thing if it was a few allegations, but it's 16. There have to be other kickers walking around on the street that maybe you could sign that aren't going to be, you know, have so much baggage attached to them. Because here's the thing, like you mentioned, Justin Tucker was not even performing at his highest level, you know, when he was cut by the Ravens or unceremoniously, you know, left off the team or whatever.
Right.
So I think it's one of those things where here's the other thing. Like, is this the karma that you want? Like, we've seen this, and I know this is not logical, and it's not, you know, based in reality. But, like, look at what right. happened with Deshaun Watson. Like, he's still playing, and it just feels like karma got him. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it just feels like that's the case. But I also thought this. I was like, listen, if Justin Tucker goes down to New Orleans and tries any of this nonsense, he's going to have people put voodoo dolls on him. And I feel like he is going to be barking up the wrong tree. Maybe it's not something I should be joking about, but you get my point, is that I feel like if he pulls this in New Orleans, there's going to be some dark magic involved.
Well, they got plenty of those places down there. I mean, it's interesting, too. Now, he's never been convicted of anything. There was an investigation by the NFL, so I think that's probably the out for the Saints. I'm not making excuses. I'm not justifying it. I'm simply saying that this is the National Football League, and guys who have been accused of much worse have played in the league. So doesn't this just go back to kind of the NFL? And look, if you can play and you can find an out or you can find a justification, then you're going to make your way onto a roster, whether you should or not. I'm surprised to see this. I really thought Justin Tucker, once he was done. He's been very quiet, and I know there was a suspension in place, but there hasn't been any statement at all except for his representatives denying these allegations, and that's been it. But we haven't heard from him, like, for a second.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, I'm not saying that it's warranted when you put up with nonsense with a quarterback. I am just saying, like, there's a reason kickers don't even get drafted, because people don't really view their position as that noteworthy or important. So the fact that you're sticking your neck out for a kicker is a big deal as well. But here's the other thing. Like, some of the quotes coming out of Justin Tucker's tryout, like, listen to this. It says, he's been one of their leaders, the Ravens, for an extended period of time on a very successful team. Obviously, there's been some stuff that's been unfortunate. He's gone through an experience, and I think it's about collecting what that experience was. Like, we're talking about his leadership skills. Like, just say nothing.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. You know what's going to happen, though? They're going to sign him, probably. I mean, they do need a kicker. And then there's going to be some sort of articles written about it. People are going to say something, and then it's going to quiet down, and people are going to move on to something else. I mean, this is kind of how the news cycle works. It's the only benefit, and again, not a justification, but it's the benefit of this news cycle where things cycle through so quickly. People will be upset for a second and then move on to the next thing.
I suppose so. You're right. It's still the NFL. Like, we still have, like, meaningful games to talk about. So, like, at the end of the day, people are like, eh, but we don't really care about the Saints. So, like, they're going to be not in the playoffs anyway, so why should we care? But it does feel like a moral failing because, again, you're right, he wasn't convicted of anything, but, like, 16 allegations? Like, how many people can be lying? Like, that's what really sticks with me, and it's the same stuff with Deshaun Watson, and he's still on the team, too.
Well, also, if I were accused of anything so heinous or awful, the first thing I would do is get in front of a camera and say, I absolutely did not do this. And not only did I not do it, I'm going to sue anyone who says I did, because there's not going to be any proof whatsoever. I did none of this. I am innocent, and I'm going to prove that. And I'm going to be aggressive in proving my innocence, because I don't want my reputation to be soiled because someone is lying about me. You know, I understand sometimes you have to be quiet because of the legal ramifications, but if I'm really innocent, I'm going to come out firing and let everyone know I had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, he needs to get on the same level as Jordan Hudson. He needs to be more litigious, right?
Yes.
But I think, you know, you're right. At the end of the day, like, this is going to blow over, and I don't think anybody in New Orleans is going to be buying Justin Tucker uniforms. Like, I just feel like it's going to be one of those things. He's probably going to get booed, whatever. But at the end of the day, the Saints aren't going to the playoffs or anything. So it does feel like a story that will blow over.
Well, let's go from one bad team to another. The Saints to the Browns. Oh, yeah. How about that? From New Orleans to Cleveland, because Shedeur Sanders is your QB1 for Cleveland after getting a win last week against the Raiders. Here is Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Shedeur will start this week. Obviously, you know, number one job of quarterback is to win. So excited to get that first win under his belt. And then next thing is improvement. And that's what young players do. Certainly young quarterbacks do. You get one game better, and that's just from working at it. So that'll be our focus.
So when he got that win against the Raiders, this is one of the more insane stats you will hear. He was the 42nd quarterback to start for the Browns since they moved back to Cleveland in 1999. 42. Like that. Yeah, I think you've seen that, right? You've seen that, not necessarily a meme, but that picture of a guy wearing the Browns jersey, and it's just got one nameplate after the other just stacked on top of the other, basically adding every single quarterback who has started for the Browns. Maybe they have something here, but also I'm not going to lose my mind after one game against the Raiders.
Right, because it was against one of the worst teams in the NFL, and it's correct. Only a second NFL start. But I do think for Shadur, like, this is a good thing. Like, he wanted to start, now he's getting the opportunity, and this is the benefit for playing for a bad team, is that you will get your chance if you stick around and if you're patient. I know that patience is not a virtue that, you know, he possessed when it came to starting, but now he's got the job, and now he can truly show us what he has. But I feel like he is somebody who, it just feels like people have such hot takes on him, and I feel like the truth has to be somewhere in the middle. So people see like one quote and they're like, why does he keep talking about himself? He needs to put the team first. Like, I don't know if you've seen some of the spiels that Rex Ryan has been on, but Rex Ryan hates Shadur Sanders. Like, I don't understand why he gets people going so much. Like, he's a quarterback for the Browns and a fifth round pick. Like, get over it. Like, you don't need to have a personal beef with him because of his last name. Like, the miming stuff in the locker room, that was weird. But I feel like at some point you got to move on and say, okay, he's a young kid. Like, that was a misstep, but like, let's not characterize him as a terrible person simply because he's been put in a tough situation.
No, for sure. Yeah, the miming thing was definitely odd. Weird. Like, I don't understand. Yeah, that was weird. Like, I don't know what that was. But ultimately, look, you know, I'll give him credit because he's clearly had as much attention, as much of a spotlight as any young player in the NFL. And then he came in a situation where there's another guy ahead of him, you know, in Dylan Gabriel, and then he has to deal with this perception that people don't want him to succeed. Now, I will say this. There are also reports, and not even reports, I think confirmation, that he told different teams like the Ravens, like the Eagles, not to draft him, right? Because he didn't want to play behind an established starter. He didn't want to be a backup. So that definitely doesn't lend to your reputation if you're trying to shake this narrative that, you know, you will only play under certain circumstances, then you can't do that. I don't think that helped him. At the same time, outside of the whole miming thing, weird, he's kept his head down, waited for his shot, looked good last week. So who knows? Maybe the Browns have something here. But again, you're going to have to do it. They host the Niners this week. That's a lot different than playing against the Raiders.
Right. And if you're the Browns, like, what do you have to lose right now? Like, let the kid have his reps. Let it see what he has. Like, spend the rest of the season seeing if he is a franchise quarterback and give him some good looks. Because, again, it's really hard to tell when the sample size is two games.
Yes, exactly right. What do you think? Do you think he has a shot here? I don't know how I feel about Shadur. We should ask Mel Kiper. I bet he can't wait to see Shadur Sanders on the field. Remember on draft night, he was just like losing his mind that Shadur Sanders kept falling, and everyone's like, dude, like, what is going on? He was so angry, just so angry that his analysis or his evaluation wasn't being taken seriously, whatever it was. But I'm sure he's thrilled to see Shadur QB1 right now.
Right. Like, I just feel like the truth is somewhere in the middle, right? Like, these people who are on just either side where it's so radical. Like, he will probably be a fine quarterback. Maybe he's not going to be a starter his whole career, but maybe there will be a place for him in the NFL as a backup or otherwise.
I totally agree. Still lots of football left. We'll see how things go for the rest of the season. And Dylan Gabriel's healthy now. He's out of concussion protocol. So they're saying, all right, you're healthy, but we're going with Shadur for now. Coming up next, Patriots have won 9 straight games. Where will they land as we rank our top 5 teams in the NFL? That is next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back to the show. This is a Daily Tip on about MGM Network. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we break down our NFL power rankings and each of our new top fives in the National Football League. Is it storming there big time? I know you were having issues with your internet earlier. Now, looks great. Crystal clear picture, but I guess you guys were under some heavy thunderstorm issues or having some weather issues earlier?
I think the wind was blowing really hard. So I could hear like the wind howling, but like I don't think it's anything major. It was just enough to like do a little ding to the internet. So like I don't think that I'm in danger. Like maybe I should check. Because here's the weird part is that like I feel like when you used to watch TV and you have like the normal channels, it would always have like the little bottom line where it shows you, hey, thunderstorm warning, whatever, seek shelter now, you're in a tornado watch. But now people stream so much that I feel like it's not something that like you see, you kind of have to seek it out.
Yeah, no, that's true. Very true. What's the most terrified you've ever been during a storm? Like, well, you like Twister, right? Didn't you watch Twister and Twisters? So if you watch movies like that, I feel like you, well, maybe just want to be entertained, but I've always kind of had a fascination with weather somewhat. Also because my grandparents, they grew up in Archer City, Texas, and Archer City is outside of Wichita Falls. Well, Wichita Falls was victim to one of the most devastating tornadoes in United States history, and it's right there in Tornado Alley. So I remember growing up, I'd be at my grandparents' house, and they had one of those underground cellars, like where you would open up a big door and go underground, and it was all concrete where it could fit multiple people in there, and there was food for days. I mean, it was, as a kid, I'm like, what is this? Why is this here? And it's because of where they lived. So that always sticks out to me. We never had to use it. I think maybe one time there was a bad storm, tornado, maybe kind of in the area, but not too close by. And I just remember being in this concrete bunker going, where am I? And it just stood out to me.
Yeah, but at least you're safe down there. Like, it's wild to me that... So my family is from Kansas. So they all have those storm shelters that are underground. I feel like the weather patterns, like, I'm not a meteorologist, but, like, it does feel like the tornadoes have come to the south now, where, like, Alabama gets tornadoes. It's Arkansas, it's Mississippi, it's Tennessee, where we've had a bunch of tornadoes. But the problem is our houses don't have storm shelters. So it feels like more people die because we're just not prepared. It just feels like the South is not prepared for anything other than college football.
That's about right. Now, the one time, I'm sure I've told you this before, the one time I was actually pretty terrified and pretty close to a tornado, this is years ago when I was in, it was downtown Austin, and there was flooding everywhere. Like, I'll never forget, there was so much flooding in the downtown area that I remember watching, like, a huge, like, dumpster just float by, which, I mean, it takes a lot of water to move a dumpster. It was just, like, floating down the road. And I was in, there was a building where just the shell of the building was being built. It was all concrete. And I was hunkered down there, and they'd pulled me out of the sports department to go cover this tornado. They were like, we need you. And I was like, okay. So I remember being on a cell phone, like, hunkered down inside this halfway built business complex that is all concrete, you know, giving a weather report about a tornado that was reportedly in the area. And that was not great.
You know, you're too online when my takeaway from that story was, oh, the floating dumpster, like the GIF that people use to describe bad offenses. Jenks was there. Yes. He saw it in person. You don't understand that, right? When, like, somebody has a bad offensive night, it's like a dumpster floating by, and they're like, there's the Panthers offense.
Right there. Interception number three. Hello, Bryce. See you, Bryce. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, somehow, I don't think the Panthers are going to make the top five power rankings, but let's get to them.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
It's a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
All right, here we go. Always love seeing your rankings because you put them in at the last minute, which I don't care, but I never know what they're going to look like. I'm like, we're going to be close. We're going to be close. And we're pretty close. I mean, it's not exactly the hardest thing to do when you look at the NFL. I think sometimes you know, okay, these are the obvious best teams. But there's always one or two that don't quite sync up, and I feel like that's what we have here.
Well, I think in a lot of years, it feels like it should be several teams, but this year has been the hardest to power rank the NFL, I think, in like the last few years, right? Because it's not the normal contenders. Sure. And I think the theme of this week for me is that we're done leaving the light on for these teams that were like, oh, well, eventually they'll get it together. Jenks, next week is December. Next week is your birthday, I believe, isn't it? The first week of December? It's very soon. But, like, my point being is that we have enough of the NFL season under our belts to look at these teams and be like, well, at some point, you're the team that you're going to be, right? So I kicked out the Chiefs, and I think I kicked out the Eagles. And I've kicked out the Bills. So it's one of those things where, like, that's the underlying theme of my rankings, is that leaving the line on season is officially over.
At some point you say, okay, you early in the season, you say this team has a pedigree or they have the talent, and then a bad loss, you don't necessarily punish them too much. But now we're at the point in the season, like, we know who most teams are, right? Teams have identities now. So I feel like a little bit easier to say, oh, this team's legit, this team's not. So tell me what you got.
Yeah. All right. So it feels like these rankings could just be, okay, power ranking number one, the Rams. That's it. That's the only team you need to know, because it does feel like LA is standing head and shoulders above the rest of the NFL. And it feels like the only team that's really in the circle of trust, because the problem is with some of these other teams is that either they have young quarterbacks, they feel unproven in the postseason, or they have, like, some glaring flaw. And then you look at the teams that used to be in the circle of trust, and they have too many issues for me to put them in the top five. So we're going Rams at number one, Patriots at number two, because at some point, the opposite is true, where, as opposed to leaving the light on season, at some point we have to welcome the new contenders. And it does feel like the Patriots fit that bill every single week with a consistent effort from their defense. And Drake May is consistently putting up MVP numbers. Number three, going to go with the Seahawks here. The NFC West looks like the best division in football, and it's wild to me at 8-3 that the Seahawks are going to have to come in through the wild card. But a great defense, one of the top five scoring defenses in the league. Sam Darnold puts up good numbers, and even when he doesn't, you know, this team lifts him up with that defense. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba, holy smokes, don't know if you've seen his numbers. He's having himself a season. And then number four, this is defense heavy because the Broncos, I don't know if you've seen some of their defensive numbers. They're head and shoulders above the rest of the NFL when it comes to sacks, when it comes to all these defensive numbers. So that defense is going to carry them a long way. And maybe we get something from Bo Nix. And then finally, we're going to go with the Colts. I do think the Colts are a good team. It makes me a little nervous that Daniel Jones could certainly turn back to a pumpkin at any point. But still, it is a well-rounded team, one of the best scoring offenses in the NFL. And Jonathan Taylor is having a great season as well. So I'm going to round out the top five with Indianapolis.
All right, very good. I almost put the Colts in. I think that's the one area where we disagree. I'll go from 5-1 here. Okay. The Eagles at 5. I guess. You know, it was literally Eagles or Colts. I didn't know where to go. And I don't want to punish Indianapolis too much for that loss against the Chiefs because there's no shame in losing on the road in Kansas City. And also, they should have won that game, right? They were up 11 points in the fourth quarter and then had four straight three and outs. You've got to convert guys on the road. So they should have gotten a dub there. I'll go with the Eagles, but they seem really dysfunctional. And, of course, they're coming off giving up a 21-point lead to the Cowboys. But the talent is there. So I'll reluctantly put the Eagles at 5-4. I'm going to put the Seahawks. I'm a big believer in the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are one of those teams that, of course, they're overshadowed by the Rams a little bit, but this is a complete football team. I think the Vikings and Falcons next, so they can absolutely win both of those games. I'm a believer in Sam Darnold, and if you don't like Sam Darnold, F you. That's what one of his defensive players said a couple weeks ago after he threw three picks. They really love Sammy Darnold, but man, that is a complete team. And of course, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, like you talked about, is just an absolute monster. Then the Broncos at 3, like they're coming to DC here this week. But the Broncos, sometimes it's not pretty with the Broncos. Sometimes, you know, they just kind of grind their way. But wins are wins. They've won 8 straight, and they've got a guy who's won it before in Sean Payton. I think that's huge. 2. Yeah, I'm with you. Top two, absolutely the same. The Patriots, right now, Drake May is the second favorite to win the MVP. They've won 9 straight. They're 6-0 on the road as well. So when you have a team that is a road warrior like that, they can go anywhere and play anyone, then I think that speaks to how well coached that team is. And then one, I'm going with the Rams. I think yesterday we were joking around that 2 years ago, everyone was a member of the Ramily. Remember that? Us and Bet Sweats. Yes. Oh, we love the Ramily. We were just a year early on that. Just like we were a year early on Josh Allen winning MVP. But this is a team where Matthew Stafford is leading the MVP race. These guys are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. They just continue to play the best football in the National Football League. So I'm with you. Rams at number one.
Do you think the Rams are peaking too early? Like, that's my only concern with the Rams now, is that they're playing such a good brand of football. And it feels like everything is going their favor, where we see this across like the sports landscape, where it's a team that just is chugging along and they're the favorites the whole year, wire to wire. And then like either adversity strikes or they start losing in close games. So I don't know. Like, it's hard to find a flaw with the Rams, but like that would be my only concern, is that maybe they peak too soon.
I mean, it's a legitimate concern because there's still a lot of football left to play. But I will say this, like, these teams are – not all these teams are going to win down the stretch. Like, some of these teams are going to lose. That's the National Football League. So it's the way it goes. Neither of these teams is going to go, what? I'm terrible with math this early in the morning. But what, 6-0 down the stretch or 0-5, right? Like, they will drop a game or two, but you can still play good, consistent football, and that's really the key, right? You want to play high-level football, even if you drop one along the way, so you go into the playoffs at least playing the way you have during the regular season. Coming up next year on the show. All right, well, a little romantic, at least for what we do on this show. Hand out some first impression roses for week 13. That is Shel Semester. I'm Michael Jenkins. Hour 2 coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
one-day-only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.